I'm joined by K's club sponsor Mark Anderson this morning, who's at the centre of a takeover bid for the club, according to reports recently in the local press. Firstly, Mark, thanks for taking the time out to speak to the site. There were various articles in the press last week saying that you've made an offer to take over the club from Jim Cochran, but there was also reports that he hasn't actually spoken to you on the issue. Is that a timing difference on print runs? What stage of proceedings are you at?
Yeah, morning, Simon. Thanks for disturbing my I think it's important for everybody that I come online now and tell everybody exactly what the situation is. Kingstonian has always been surrounded by rumour and counter-rumour, and this needs to be quashed right from the outset. Yes, it was disappointing last week, to say the least, when I read the Kingston Informer article from Paul Warburton claiming that Jim Cochran had denied any interest from us in taking over the football club. I can categorically say this is wrong, and I've had a long chat with Jim this morning to confirm that the negotiation is still very much ongoing. We've had four meetings in the last month, not with Mr. Cochran, but with his representative, John Lloyd, who has the full backing of Mr. Cochran, and that was confirmed this morning by Jim. So it's very much an ongoing process. We're hopeful something will be sorted out in the near future, in a matter of a couple of weeks. And yes, we would very much like to be involved with the purchase of Kingstonian.
Going forward, for those fans who may not have been accessible to the newspapers, can you give us a brief outline of what your plans for the club would be should the takeover be successful?
Yeah, sure. Non-league football, I've had an incredible learning curve in my first year, and it's clear that you cannot live on gate money alone, or you cannot live on the simple benevolence of what we have, which is a fantastic group of supporters. So we very much need to create a second revenue train, if you want. And what we see going forward is a combination of factors. Yes, you need a benevolent chairman, which will be me. Yes, hopefully we can do something with the perimeter lease money to create a second revenue stream, if that becomes available. And thirdly, we need the help of the supporters club and trust to join us in the venture going forward. What we've got to try and do, and where a lot of clubs get it wrong, is they only look at the immediate, they look at next season. What we want to do is put the foundations in place to make the club successful for the next 25 years, long after I've gone, and we're looking at a long-term plan.
You mentioned investment there. It's clear, and you highlighted that the club has and will continue to struggle on the level of income it gets, particularly since AFC taken away our main source of income. Will that be, you know, your own money that you're going to put into the club, or will that be through various commercial ventures that you've got planned?
It will be, in the initial stages, it's got to be some of my own money. We have got a second investor who's committed to us to give us a five-figure sum for the next three seasons as a sponsor. I'll be looking again at doing some more work with our marketing people to generate some more sponsorships, so every fixture's fulfilled, every match day is sponsored, every ball is sponsored. What we're looking for at best, and this is how this just sums up non-league football, is a break-even situation. If we can get to a break-even situation, then we've basically done a miracle.
Jim Cochran went on record saying earlier in the season that he would never sell the club back to an individual. You mentioned another investment there. Is it yourself heading a consortium to buy the club, or is it yourself as a single investor?
It's me as an investor combined with, there are one or two other people that I know that are interested in coming on board, but the important thing for the fans to know is that you will not be at the behest of just me. There will be a board put in place of Kingstonian people who have got equal shares, equal voting rights on the board, the same as I do. So there is no way we can... It would be short-term and stupid if we went down the same path that we've gone down for the last 10 or 20 years. It needs something different.
You mentioned a restructure of the board there. Do you see any scope with working with the supporters themselves, possibly through the Supporters Club or the Kays Trust?
Absolutely vital. We can't move forward. What we hope to achieve with the perimeter lease, we must have the and the sale of that through the council. By the way, we must have the Supporters Club / Trust on board, and you know, and that is representation at board level. It's whatever you want to do. I mean, the details of which we will sort out in the near future, but it's absolutely vital that they're on board.
You mentioned other investors as well. I appreciate you may not be able to tell us who they are at the moment, but is
no,
it?
I can't say at this time who they are, but there is one definite who's already given me his word, and I will be talking to one or two others who certainly are interested if the change takes place.
Okay, but is it? Are you able to tell us if it's anyone who's been involved with the club previously? What I'm trying to get at really is there anyone who may cause alarm amongst the Kays fans? Okay, excellent. What about Kings Meadow? It's obviously not owned by the club anymore, but it's still considered to be our home. Your plans would include to continue to base the first team there, would they?
First team has to play at Kings Meadow. It's our home, their home. It's absolutely vital that continues. What we have done, and we've already started doing that, is conversations with the council, with the borough of Kingston-upon-Thames to try and find a home base for ourselves for the fantastic youth section run by Ian Brady and his ABLE committee and the coaches there. For us to have training facilities for a first team, the possibility of a reserve team and a possibility of a women's team. But that is the short to medium term. These things don't happen overnight, but Kingston are certainly aware of our intent and our needs going forward as of now.
And what about, you mentioned the timing of the deal there, when would you propose this will get wrapped up? In time for the new season, would you hope?
It's got to happen within the next 2 or 3 weeks, yeah.
Okay, you've been involved this year as the first team sponsor, and you're regularly at both home and away games. You played a very active and visible role this year. How did you first become involved in the club?
Through Stuart McIntyre, the coach at Kays, who we do some business with, and I hadn't realised, but he was the coach at Kingstonian. We got talking, and they said they were looking for a sponsor, and that's how it happened. It was as simple as that, really.
Okay, what about your own involvement in football? I understand you played to quite a high standard back at youth level.
Well, at 18, I could honestly see a future in professional football. I was playing for Donnelly Rovers youth team, and unfortunately I was their goalkeeper, and at the time they were kind of a slump. So I realised that perhaps football wasn't going to be for me, and I had an opportunity to go to university and took that, thinking you can play football and be at university. But unfortunately, it was a bit too much wine, women and song and not enough football, and I sort of drifted down into the non-league pretty quickly afterwards.
So we might be able to tempt you to pull on your boots for the next supporters game then?
I'd love to play, yeah, definitely. But I understand young Paul was man of the match at Tunbridge, so I think I don't necessarily think I'd get in automatically for the next one.
If I could ask you about Kays on the pitch this season, it was obviously a disappointing end to the league campaign down at Hastings, but how's your first year gone at the club? How do you assess our season?
Off the field, I've met some fantastic people, some absolutely wonderful volunteers, the Shakespeares, the Winters, I'm not going to mention everybody because I'll forget most of them, and upset somebody, but you know, what this club actually does is absolutely phenomenal in terms of we've given most clubs we've visited their biggest attendance of the season. We've increased our home attendances over the course of the season, and we really have done it's been a joy to be down there, to be honest with you, and to see all the effort. If I've got one criticism, and that is the fact that, you know, I think we do have a little bit of a chip on our shoulder sometimes, and we keep on talking about the old times and how the club's been taken off us now that we've lost the ground and how we've been led down the river by some unscrupulous asset strippers. And I accept all that, but I think the whole gist of what I'm about going forward is that we've got to put the past behind us and look forward, and we've really got to kick on now and stop looking at things as being half empty and start looking at them as being half full. I mean, if you go around most of the clubs we've been to this season, I would imagine three quarters of them, if not four fifths, would give their right arm to be in the position we are with the fan base and the structures that we've got in place. As far as the football's concerned, well, I don't take the view that, oh, well, it's been a good season, it's been consolidation. I think we've missed out badly. I'm pretty upset with what's happened. I think, undoubtedly, the group that we finished up with had the talent to get us through the playoffs and promotion. The fact that it hasn't is, I think, has raised a number of issues and a number of questions, you know. I think, you know, Ramsgate won it. They certainly weren't the best individually, but they were certainly a team. And, you know, we used over 50 players in this season, and that's fallen a bit teams. And I think we never actually got that team spirit going, which would have got us there. I'm absolutely positive about it.
I spoke to Julian Sills a few months ago after the Croydon game. I spoke to him again after the Lymington game last week. His view was that if we didn't achieve promotion this year, it would be an underachievement for the squad that we've got. You obviously concur with that view. But next season, the target's got to be automatic promotion, has it? Thanks again for taking the time to speak to us. It's the first time I can remember someone actively wanting to speak to the fans through the website. So, again, thanks for your time this morning.
Well, you're welcome. I'm back out to do the grass now. I should be going to Tunbridge for a bloody playoff match, and anyway, I've got to do the garden. All right. Thanks, Simon, and all the best to all the Cays fans. Cheers.